Yes. Okay. First off, this actually is the probably one serious moment in this match. Some of you recall.
Turn off your cell phone.
One of the two serious moments, apparently.
Unless you want to give Lynn an answer from it, which
is way too tall
in the
leg.
Seriously.
I have a feeling. My flight was canceled.
Okay. Mark's flight was canceled?
Welcome to the next 6-hour rendition of.
This is actually a serious note. Longtime scorekeeper for this match was someone named John Simpson, who unfortunately died of cancer last October. There actually is a write-up on him in the program book. Very nice guy, very dedicated, and we're dedicating this match to his memory.
Absolutely.
Okay, so first thing is we shall be introducing ourselves, particularly these two people down there who I've never seen before in my life.
Welcome to being the master of ceremonies. I'm the master. Welcome to the 2008 San Diego Comic-Con International Pro versus Fan Trivia, or at least what's left of it. I'd like to introduce our contestants. Down on the far left, raise your hand when your name is called. We have Len Hall of Fame Ween.
Usually pick a topic-specific nickname each year. This year we're going to the Junior Justice Society because that's the only team where we might actually be younger than some of the members.
Oh, hey!
Embarrassing. Sitting there. Tom telling us more than we really need to know or want or care about Galloway.
Yeah. Want to know again. Two types of questions. Toss-ups and bonuses. Toss-ups reach worth 2 points if you get them correctly, and only one player on a team can answer them. No consultation allowed. If one player on a team buzzes in and gets it wrong, no one else on that team can also buzz in on that one. The other team, they can take a shot at it. Again, only one of them, however. If someone buzzes in on a toss-up before Peter finishes it, reading it and gets it wrong, we take off 5 points for being impolite. If they get buzzed in early, interrupt Peter and get it correct, they still get the 10 points, no penalty, because we value being a smartass and correct more than being impolite. If you get a toss-up, your team then gets a bonus question. The other team has no shot at it whatsoever. Bonus questions, teams can consult. So then take about 5 seconds, talk it over, figure out what it is. Some of the bonuses are probably on the order of list every member of the Justice Society of America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I hope not.
And so it may take a little
height.
The atom.
By shoe size.
And basically, at the end of the game, whoever has the most points wins. And the team
The scorekeeper is where? You do realize you're holding a video camera.
Yeah, but you see a whole lot of talking and not a lot of playing.
Okay, and what's your name?
Jerry.
Okay, and the scorekeeper is Jerry, Mr. Smartmouth, doesn't have a last name.
Peter, I have to keep score up here. We sync up about every 5 questions to be sure we've got it.
That sounds fine to me because I can't even balance my checkbook. Okay. Can we just test the various buttons?
Yeah, sure. They need to figure out how to actually hit them.
Okay, who
hit down there?
I hit.
Okay, here, next. Down there, go in order.
To the site.
They pull it, I think. Just, you know,
to the side.
To the side. Flip, you want to try again?
Flick it to the side. Yeah.
Try again.
It's good. There you go. Mm-hmm. We got it.
Okay. One. There. Good.
Okay. That's today's new top 40 hits.
Available for ringtones after
now,
that.
Am I correct in assuming that the person who rings in, has to be the one who answers?
Yes, that's correct.
And you don't bother ringing in during the toss-up because only one team has a shot at it anyway.
No, bonus. No.
During the bonus. Oh my God, Tom said something wrong. Please take
5 points.
So, we ready? We cover all business?
Oh, hell, what the heck?
Time to rock and roll!
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, and just I shall mention in advance that the fine folks who supply these questions, or as it says here, who to blame, if you're here, feel free to wave or stand up. If you're not here, feel free to expose yourself. Hal Shipman.
Nope.
Oh, no, he's not going well. J.D. Newland. Okay. John Wells.
Not Chris that John Miller. Wells.
Channing Green. Nigel Grabois.
Yeah.
Since he's here, any question that the crew hates, no matter who wrote it, will be blamed on Michael. So, the first possible question. Superman once had a boy sidekick whose name was later used in a slightly different form for a member of Infinity Inc.
Skyboy.
Skyboy is correct.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Star Spangled Kid adopted the name Skyman, for what that is worth. So now we go to the bonus question, correct?
Yep.
In Roy Thomas's Invaders, Bucky was quite the leader in his own right. What were the names of the two super teams he organized, and who were the members of each? Now, just you guys have to get every single one of this to be right.
The full extreme.
You got to get everything. Well, okay.
Give us a few seconds on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
time's up.
I think you told us you had exactly 5 seconds.
Get your answer.
Okay, Tom.
Young Allies, which was Bucky, Toro, Human Top, and Golden Girl.
That is absolutely wrong.
Yay!
There are two Young Allies. The other one has like Whitewash, etc.
This is not the answer that I have here.
Okay.
Okay, what were the names that you named, just out of curiosity?
The other Young Allies, which was not the other team I was going to give, which was the Liberty Legion.
Okay, what were the names on the first Young Allies?
It had like a black character named Whitewash, which is the main one.
No, not here.
Okay.
The answer that is given here is Liberty Legion and the Kid Commandos. Liberty Legion picks Blizzard, Miss America, Jack Frost, and Blue Diamond, Red Raven. Kid Commandos, Bucky in parentheses for some reason, Toro, Golden Girl, and
Human Top.
Okay.
No extra exciting bonus points for you guys.
Bonus question.
All right.
Okay. They're going.
That's your gift, Gwen.
Okay.
Oh, thanks so much.
You get one. Toss-up questions. Which of the original members of Infinity Inc., seen in their debut in All-Star Squadron 25, had appeared prior to that issue? Okay. Yes.
Fury.
Yes. That is.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman 300, Star Spangled Kid, Power Girl, and Huntress did not appear as members until Infinity Inc.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So, the pros, thanks to the guy in the audience.
Hey, we're not proud. We'll take it.
Was that Peter Hall of Montezuma's Fenton, or was that Jason Montezuma's Revenge Woman?
That's the Hall of Montezuma.
Was that Peter or Jason?
Peter,
thank you.
Here is your bonus question.
All right.
Three Legionnaires appeared in different forms in Superman Family or Superboy stories before they were reworked and became the characters we would later see as Legionnaires. Name these three.
That's the Beast Boy. One.
It's on it. Brian Alpha Short. I got Brian Alpha Short.
Okay, gentlemen, that is 5 seconds. What do you got?
Gabe. Cooties.
Mon L, Ultra Boy, Star Boy.
Oh, 2 out of 3. Oh. Mon L, Star Boy, and Supergirl.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say Superman stories as well.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no.
Okay. You're right. Technicality.
Crap.
So you're now, if I'm correct, basically dead even.
Yep.
Hokey dokey. God, can't you just feel boredom? Okay. Toss-up question. The DNA agents, created by writer Mark Evanier and artist Will Mineo, was one of Eclipse's forays into superheroes in 1983. Name just one.
Rainbow.
Of the agents, yes, that is correct.
Also, Sham, Surge.
One part of just one. The Teen Titans were officially named as a team in The Brave and the Bold, number 60, July 1965. Who were the next 6 members to join, and in what order?
Sorry. What was the issue there, Peter?
For what it's worth, they were named as a team in The Brave and the Bold, number 60, July 1965.
Did that include Wonder Girl or not?
Yes. Not.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Who were the next 6? Actually, this says who were the next 6. W-H-E-R-E. What the hell is going on? Who were the next 6 members to join, and in what order?
Stevie is next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stevie, Hawk and Dove. I'm pretty sure. Okay. Hawk and Dove simultaneously. Then Lilith. Then Mal. Lilith, Mal, technically Aqua Girl falls in there somewhere, but Gnark?
No, the editor ain't
ready. Gnark?
Gnark.
And Gnark.
You have the members, but in the wrong order. It is Speedy, then Lilith, then Mal, Hawk and Dove, and Gnark. These are all the titans prior to the relaunch of the title in 1976. Aqua Girl's membership was a retcon.
Peter, I should disagree with that one.
I actually don't give a crap about that. Yeah.
Michael,
we got the Hawking Double in 1965.
Back to the toss-up question. What part of Master of Ceremonies do you get?
That's good.
You're going to regret the day I see you.
I'd like to give myself a 15-point penalty for asking Peter to do this.
Question number four. In the untold story of how Wardrew was first defeated, yeah, what kind of phrasing is that?
It makes sense.
It's untold.
In the untold story of how Wardrew was first defeated, which superpowered non-legionnaire helped out?
Lana Lang, Insect Queen.
I'm sorry?
Lana Lang, Insect Queen?
No.
Why not?
It's untold.
No.
Calling for an answer, gentlemen, if you got one.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
What? Yeah. Wait,
I had to reset.
Yeah.
Yeah, reset. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not.
Yeah, go ahead.
The answer is.
No, wait. David gets a shot.
Which one had it?
Wait, okay.
I think it was John.
Are you guys answering or no?
We are answering.
Go for it.
You got it in first.
Go, John.
I'll go Pete Ross.
What?
Pete Ross.
Absolutely wrong. The answer is the White Witch.
Oh, right, the White Witch.
What? Yeah. What's yeah, it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, okay, awesome question. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to be on email. All right, number 5. In which storyline did Lana Lang, the Insect Queen, last appear with the Legion? In which storyline? Yeah.
That would be the second actually told appearance of Wardrew.
That would be wrong.
Okay.
Guys, you got anything?
Which season of 24 was that?
Like the Crisis on Infinite Earths? That's what? My guess. No. That was my guess. I buzzed.
I didn't hear you
correct.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh! No.
Okay.
What was that?
Great
Burns song? No. Anybody else out there want to take a whack at this? Earth War? What? Earth War? No. Boy, this just shows how really memorable this was.
Okay, Michael, we know it's yours. What is it? Come up with it.
Oh, I like those songs.
What?
Acceptable answers.
What?
Could have been the death of Ultra Boy.
Oh, yes.
And the return of Superboy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And we're done right here. That was after five, right?
So another.
Yes, I was about to say. Okay, that makes it five. Scorekeeper, what do we got?
10 for the pro, 20 for the amateurs without the initial.
Is that about jumping in, Tom?
Yep.
Yeah, I got the score. Okay. Good.
Score is 10 to 20. It's still, 20 to 10, still. And, in priority of greatness, 10 to 20. Could go either way. Question number six. What was the original code name of the Teen Titans guest star, later known as Red Star? Yeah.
Purple Starfire.
Yes.
Yes. Correct.
My beeper doesn't work.
Feel free to smatter it.
Lynn, was that one of yours?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my beeper. My beeper doesn't work.
I have the traditional question mark that works with Lynn didn't get.
Okay. I knew that one.
Collect them all. The old bonds you
bonus die. Question for the smarty pants, Steve. In Adventure number 247, when the Legion traveled back in time to recruit / tease Superboy, the powers of two of the three Legionnaires manifested themselves differently. Who were the Legionnaires, and in what way did they manifest differently?
White McCoy clapped his hands, and Conklin's voice turned out from his eyes. Bart Brandt, who was going by Lightning Boy in that story, clapped his hands to release lightning, and Cosmic Boy did magnetic radiation through his eyes.
I'm sorry, Lightning Man had it coming out his hands. Oh, wait, that's a typo. Yes, that is correct!
Wait, how many points did that work?
Those are bonus.
Yeah.
And they paid people to write these stories.
Yeah. And they still do. More.
Wow.
Okay. We're back into the toss-up questions.
Thank God.
Questions guaranteed to make it toss-up. Okay. Who originally invented the anti-gravity metal? You? Well, yes.
Mon-El.
That is absolutely right, except that wasn't the entire question.
Who was going by the name either...
No! Sorry, Mr. Smarty.
My point
did you seriously think I didn't listen to you before? Who originally invented the anti-gravity metal used in the Legion's flight rings, and what code name was he using?
And it was two code names.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Two code names.
Mon-El, Legionnaire Lemon,
If we Barry Bonds there, he got it correct.
Legionnaire Lemon is there, he got it correct.
Because that's not here.
Marvel Lad is what's there. Yeah. Legionnaire Lemon was also a name he was using.
Okay, we're going to go for, we're going to give him Legionnaire Lemon, although it's not here. It says disguised as Marvel Lad, but
Michael,
I'm vouching for
you're backing up on this.
Too much. Yes, and it's not my
no, wait, you won't buy a car that's a lemon,
okay,
but you'll name a Legionnaire Lemon?
And
Lemon
Mon-El.
I understand.
Okay, bonus question. Who is the MC? No,
you're David.
Who? Guys, ready?
Yeah, close enough.
Who were the first two Earth-born members of the Legion of Superheroes?
First two Earth-born
Somewhere, a little piece of Tom Galloway's soul is gone.
Invisible Kid.
Gentlemen, I'm going to an answer.
I knew the second one was great. I think Invisible Kid and Bouncing Boy.
One out of two. Colossal Boy and Invisible Kid.
Yep.
Taking bleed and getting something wrong is poor form, Mr. Galloway.
Don't we have good sportsmanship, buddy? You get it right in the first place.
Says Mr. Too Fast on the buzzer, but okay. Going back to the toss-up questions. Which Golden Age foe of the Boy Commandos was revived as a Silver Age...
Yes. Crazy Quill.
Yes, that's Quill. Was revived as a Silver Age Batman villain with the distinction of hating Robin more than he did Batman. The answer was indeed Crazy Quill. Moving on to the bonus question.
Blinded by a laser scalpel.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Blinded
yeah.
by a laser scalpel.
Blinded by a laser scalpel, not carried.
Okay. My only contribution to this one.
Dick Grayson attended two different colleges. What were they?
Guys? The one we're sure of is Hudson, the other one, Gotham?
Correct. Hudson University and Gotham University.
I thought the School of Hard Knocks was in there.
No, that was...
Yeah, that was Principal... with Principal the goddamn Batman.
Dumbest ass question.
Well, Michael.
Yeah, damn you, Michael. I swear to God, this is the phrase. Cloud of the New Defenders. What was her deal?
Okay. Originally appeared as female.
Yep.
And later transformed into appearing male. She was actually a sentient cloud.
What was her power?
Could make it rain?
I'm going to give that to you. It's just such a lame-ass question. What it says here is, Cloud was a living nebula believed she was a 17-year-old girl and could change into a living cloud with the power to cast lightning and sense telepathy. She also occasionally changed from female to male and fell in love with Moondragon. Any of this mess is acceptable. So I'm going to give that to you as being part of the mess because for no other reason, I don't want to kick it back to them and listen to more of this crap. We have the bonus question. Oh,
yes. Yes. I wrote that one.
That was mine. No, no, no. What frightens me? Two people. It took two people to write this.
Wow.
It was a very confusing origin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On this.
I know where Hal lives. I'll talk to him.
No, there he is. Okay, guys. Okay, okay. It was Jamie Newlin and Hal Shipman.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we're over to the bonus questions. Here we go. Women, who needs them? So said Jason Todd. Jason Todd, who needs them? Women, who needs them? So said Jason Todd, and Batman began spending more time with Catwoman than with him. Instead, Robin. Oh, it's
okay.
Robin teamed up with Harvey Bullock to track down a new villain. Who was their target, and why was Harvey uniquely suited to tracking down his foe? This foe.
Wow.
Film freak because Harvey was a classic movie fanatic.
Yes, in Batman number 395. Thank you for that ovation. All right. Robin dies at dawn.
About damn time.
So Batman repeatedly imagines, after a sensory deprivation experiment for the space program recently referenced by Grant Morrison in his current work. But in the original story, in Batman number 156, who was responsible for nearly making the Boy Wonder's death a reality before Batman snapped it out of his hallucinations? God, heaven only can read it.
This is the problem.
I'm like literally trying
this
to like.
This is the problem.
I'm trying to buzz in. It's not going. I motion first.
Sorry. Okay.
No,
you buzz. Go ahead.
Okay. Brainiac. I know I'm wrong. But Brainiac.
You're wrong. Yeah. You're absolutely wrong. Yes.
Sorry.
That's right. You're wrong.
Actually, that doesn't count because his thing didn't light up. So do not take
points. Also, you finish the question.
What?
You finish the question.
Yeah, finish the question. You'll doesn't lose points.
He didn't interrupt you, so it doesn't matter.
He didn't finish. I really don't care. Go ahead. What?
Batman.
Wrong. The Gorilla Gang.
Ooh.
Got
Gorilla Gang? What, McGilla Gorilla's gone bad?
Was Toby Storch involved in the store?
After 10 soul-searing questions, where do you stand, oh great scorekeeper? The mighty Flabod.
20 for pro and 75,
85,
105 for
him.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
Seriously?
Yep. Yeah.
We're kicking ass!
You get points.
Yeah. We should say 20 points for the severely depleted pro team who is missing two of their three top guys. All right, moving on.
However, Peter, your sub is the only one who can answer the question.
Well, I could have answered Starfire, but my BP didn't beep.
To the toss-up questions. Tara lied to the Teen Titans time and again, starting with the reason that she gave Changeling for why she had to commit crimes. What was it?
Yeah. Her parents were being held hostage.
By terrorists, yes. Correct. Okay. Thank you for that wonderful support. Here's the toss-up question. Here's the bonus question. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That was a message delivered by the statuettes in Wally West's room. A promise from three handicapped boys that they would never reveal that he was Kid Flanch. But how did each teenager deduce his secret?
What? Okay, the blind one heard his voice. The deaf one...
Okay, gentlemen, that's 5 seconds.
The blind one heard his voice in both identities. The deaf one read lips to realize what his identity was. And the mute one made a really good guess.
Don't be sad. The blind boy did indeed recognize the voice. The deaf boy I was going to give you was close enough. Saw Kid Flash's lips move when he spoke, just like Wally's did.
What?
The answer was so lame-ass that I was correct. I was just willing to give you that one. The mute boy observed the similarities in the handwriting of Kid Flash and Wally.
Okay.
So, no points.
Missed it.
Would you believe the Avengers?
Moving on. Question number 12. Savannah Jr.'s mind control device made it impossible for Freddie Freeman to speak the magic words that turned him into Captain Marvel Jr. Why did this not work? Yeah.
Captain Marvel shared the incantation by Shazam, the old guy. That's my answer.
It's not a bad guess.
Yeah. It's wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Instead of saying Captain Marvel's name, Freddie said his own name of Captain Marvel Jr.
That is correct. That is correct.
It's astonishing there's still an industry after these stories.
This is crap.
Yes, now you know they call books like Astonishing Chaos because you see them going. Bonus questions. Long before the revisionist history of the idolists, what did it usually mean when an Atlantean such as Aqualad's eyes were purple? And why was he actually sent to the surface?
There's a whole afraid of fish thing in there somewhere.
Gentlemen,
the purple eyes meant that he was afraid of fish and he was sent to the surface in the hope that he would never enter a Red Lobster and freak out.
Every year.
What's frightening is that's actually close. Purple eyes were said to be an indicator that someone was a throwback, destined to lose their aquatic powers and drown if they tried to live under the sea. which was in Adventure Number 266. However, Aqualad was sent to the surface because he was afraid of fish. Adventure 269.
Does that mean that Elizabeth Taylor is an Atlantean throwback as
yeah,
well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
She can't breathe water, can she? That proves
it. Well, that's why of all the guys that she married, she never married Aquaman.
Okay, next toss-up question, and I have to say that it's pure, you know, in terms of the number of words as proportion to the actual answer.
Oh, boy.
This
oh boy.
Question wins it for the most words in the question and the shortest in the answer. So, oh here we go.
Hi, John.
Well, yeah. Who do you think about that? Who do you think wrote that?
John Wells.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct! Practically, you don't get any points for guessing who wrote that. Here we go. Fans didn't just create the heroes and villains for the 1980 revival of Dial H for Hero. They even designed the furniture for Chris King's home. They needed to, because Chris, as Captain Electron, accidentally destroyed the moving van with the old furniture while fighting what Harlan Ellison created villain. Yes.
Flying Buckets.
Oh, no, wait,
another one.
No!
Damn.
Yes.
The Silver Fog?
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay. I got one!
That's the Velvet Fog.
The Silver Fog, Adventure Number 47.
Wait a minute, when did you edit that at least?
Yes, I did!
Oh, it up! Half credits!
Yay!
Okay. The bonus question.
Oh, we don't need the beaky for that. We got a question.
To the world at large, they were the Fabulous Wonder Twins. Jacob.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen?
But,
yeah.
Oh, she dropped this. No.
But to their classmates at Gotham High School,
oh, yes.
Who
oh,
were Zan and Jaina better known?
Oh.
In other words, what were their identities?
So that was super crazy.
Yes, not Donnie and Marie.
Actually, it was. Sorry.
Gentlemen, you got 5 seconds.
Harris?
Rob, we've heard a chuckle from you. You want to jump in on this? No? Guys, got anything?
No. Something Nelson Bridwell came up with.
Yeah, almost sure.
I'll take it!
That's a little too
much. They were from Sweden. They go to Sweden, Shaft, Bach, Bach, Bach.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, do you guys know?
I know they're Scandinavian. Something like Bjorn and Johanna Stenson or something like that.
Yeah. Oh.
Now you're just embarrassing yourself. Yes, that famous Swedish Scandinavian name, John and Joanna Fleming. Okay. Question number 14. This is once again the toss-up question. Several weeks into his JSA membership, the Star Spangled Kid used Starman's cosmic rod as the basis for his new cosmic converter belt. What was the first thing he created with it?
A hernia.
Danny the Rocker.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I think this is the second, but a comfy chair.
Nay! Not the comfy chair!
Can I just point out that it says here that there may be people under 18 years of age, so the whole rod and belt thing is, let's just avoid questions about those.
A car?
What?
A car. Like a generic car. Any kind of car will do.
A Volvo.
Do they get points off for when they guess wrong?
Unfortunately, no.
At the end.
What a good answer, but good answer. It was not a bad guess, but real
one. Well, actually, what's that? The run flies. Why do you need a car?
I am marshmallow.
No, actually, I like car better, but tragically, no. A P emblem for Power Girl's costume. Declaring, I may be Superman's cousin, but I'm not his carbon copy.
Oh,
there are two ways we can tell that in the get-go.
The long hair
and the boob window. No lipstick.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's a wash. Nobody gets nothing for that.
We get embarrassed.
What happens when it went? Because we're going to run out of toss-up questions before
when
we
run out of toss-ups, the game's over.
What?
Run out of toss-ups, the game's over.
Okay. Question number 15. When composite Superman got his powers from Legion statues.
He rang in. He's got an answer.
Is that a phone?
Yeah, that was a phone. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Trust me, he's telling you your flight was canceled. When composite Superman got his powers from the Legion statues, who was the most recently admitted member in the statue lineup?
Like, oh.
Jesus.
Anybody want to take a whack at this? Yeah.
Aquaman.
Do you even know what the composite Superman is?
No!
I'm writing a story with the composite Superman as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but...
Yeah.
There's a problem because I think there are three possible answers here.
Just stop! My flight was canceled! Do you think I'm getting a crap?
Okay, I'm going to go with Starboy.
Get the buzz. Look,
you're going to go with Starboy?
Yeah.
I heard that. And the answer is no. The most recent Legionnaire to have joined and stayed a member by the time of the Composite Man's first appearance, June 1964, was
Lightglass. Okay, I misthought when it was. Yeah, okay.
Okay. The next member to join was Dream Girl. Incidentally, Elastic Lad got his statue made too, even though he wasn't a full Legionnaire. Why is this on here?
Because they're competing with
Joe.
Okay.
Oh, crap. Okay, we are at 15. Scorekeeper, what's the damages?
A whole bunch of X's on this page, but 30 for the pro team and 125 for the...
We're catching up.
Yeah, we're going up.
30 for the pros and 125 for the fans.
We are catching up.
Okay. We're catching up. All they have to do for the pros to win is get every single question right.
And unplug their beepers.
No, they have to get the bonuses right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you do about a little blood slots this week.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Almost got the wrong question.
If I lean over, just unplug their beepers. We have a better shot.
Possibly.
You still have to get it right, but...
Yeah.
Give us a shot.
How many questions are left, by the way?
What?
How many questions are left?
Probably about five.
Five.
Eight.
Okay.
Or
maybe nine.
I said I wanted to go 25.
Scott Summers. Wait a minute.
Really?
Wait, hold on.
Finally, the Marvel Universe.
Marvel!
I included Spider-Man, X-Men, Human Torch.
Scott Summers was actually never in the Legion.
Are you sure?
Actually, he fought against them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's
sorry, I'm just doing a little
shot.
Here we go. Scott Summers had a mentor prior to Professor X. Yes.
Jack of Diamonds.
But that was not the entire question.
So
complete it for the benefit of those people who can hold it. Scott Summers had a mentor prior to Professor X.
Yeah.
What was his name and why was he a bad role model? Protein.
Corsair, he's a space criminal, or something like that.
No! Jack of Diamonds.
Wait, can I try to answer this because I'm actually a professional and I've read a comic before?
These two answers together.
Unfortunately, have to.
Well, wait, just for his own edification, let him answer the question.
Well, wait,
no points counted.
The other team gets to guess that, right?
No, we're already.
Go ahead, answer the question.
I was going to say it was Mr. Sinister because Mr. Sinister is in fact a bad guy.
Except
the answer that I have here is indeed Jack of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a thief who decided, and also Jack Winters, or the Living Diamond, thief who decided to rule, we assume, the world. He forced Scott to help him steal radioactive isotopes Further transform itself entirely to diamond.
That's early stand.
The
that's
one time right. I give a short answer.
I thought they retconned.
Diamond, which eventually he got out of the villain and became a comic book distributor.
The origins of the X-Men.
Thus, ruling the world. So, that's coming along. Alright. Toss up number 17. Why did Dr. Light want the Fearsome Five to kill the new Teen Titans rather than the Justice League? Yeah.
He figured they were wimpier opponents.
No! Nice guess.
Len, you're out of
here. Guys,
I'm working on it.
Yeah, let's go with that. Because it would hurt the Justice League more to have all their kid partners killed.
No.
That's good.
Because, although, actually, it's a bad idea. But no. I actually like that better than what we got here. Because Simon mentally proforced him to. There exists to threaten his master, Petragon. Well, that was pathetic. All right. Okay.
Damn you, Marv!
Next close-up question. If you can't trust the president, who can you trust? So said Roy Harper when he had to receive a medal from President Eisenhower at the same time Speedy was supposed to be at a police lineup hundreds of miles away. Who stood in for the boy Bowman while Roy was in Washington? Well, yes.
Vice President Richard Nixon.
You know, back with the story, I would pay serious money for a bag of shit. Guys?
Robin?
That's actually even better than this, except remember, you can't trust the president. That was actually the clue, such as it was, not the world's greatest clue. I'm going to answer. I actually like Robin better. No, it is the president's grandson. This happened in adventure number 244. Back before people cared.
Are you sure it wasn't President's grandson Lad in the Legionnaire?
John Wells?
Yes, John Wells.
Thank you.
But I felt
it. I like President's grandson.
I have to remember Silver Age logic.
Toss up question. What was the name of Roberto da Costa's girlfriend who, along with a stadium full of other soccer fans, yes.
Juliana.
Yes, that is correct. Juliana Sandoval. True. Who, along with a stadium full of other soccer fans, witnessed his first transformation into some spot.
I am.
Okay. Going to the toss-up question.
Bonus.
Bonus question, sorry. Yeah. Okay, the bonus questions, a lot of them aren't really... the toss-up and the bonus almost indistinguishable from one another. Go figure. Okay. Wonder Girl and Wonder Woman considered themselves sisters. The Hawk and the Dove were brothers, but the rest of the pre-1976 Teen Titans were only children. Were only children.
Yeah.
They're only children. Were only children. With one exception, name that Titan and his sibling.
Oh. Okay, I know who it is. I can't think of the sibling. It's Mal and his sister. What's his
guys?
Sister's name?
Looking for an answer.
The Titan with the sibling was Mal Duncan, and his sister's name was Sophie.
Close.
Was Mal content?
Yes, she was the youngest one in Close.
They lose 50 points for that, right?
Peter?
Yes.
She was black. I certainly hope so.
Yes. Yeah.
Do we get the points?
Okay, moving on. Oh, I know this. What?
Helps your
mind. I don't think so. What is Rick Jones' middle name? Yep, I wrote it already.
David. Because you.
No, that's not bad. No. Guys? Yes, it's a question that I wrote. That is my writing. Millhouse.
Oh, you.
Yes.
I get it.
Well, the M had to say for something. As my ego gets a kick in the old man. There are 20 questions. What do you got, Ace?
30 for the pro team, 130 for the fan team.
Oi. Okay. Moving on.
Stop here.
Number 21. Say that. Infinity Inc.'s Nuklon and the Justice League's Steel both carried on the legacy of 1940s members of the All-Star Squad, but they also shared another tragic bond. What was it? Yes.
This is going to be one of those.
It's yeah. Actually not. Go ahead.
Stupid names.
Actually, it's not what I thought it was there.
Nuklon was the... Oh, both of their fathers were killed in Vietnam.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, wow.
I was going to go with lactose intolerance.
What?
He said fathers. I heard
I
fathers.
Say,
no, he said aunts. His aunts.
I didn't say
parents.
Said
or...
I didn't say fathers.
No, like his answer. Whatever.
I like lactose intolerance.
Okay, the bonus question.
Sorry, it's going for powers there.
Rick Jones's team brigades, there were two, were responsible for the creation of what two super teams?
The Avengers and the Rangers.
Yeah.
The Avengers and the Rangers.
The Rangers?
Like, yeah, the Rangers.
The Rangers suck. Oh, okay. Yes, that is correct. The Avengers and Avengers number one and the Rangers and the Hulk number 265.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
End of Giant Man.
Who was, okay, this is Rebecca Fossa question. Who was the first mutant recruited for the X-Men after the original team of five?
The Submariner.
No. That's not what it says here. Gentlemen, want to take a look at it?
The Blob?
Yes!
Oh.
Yay!
Yes.
After the original five, that was the end.
Yeah.
I think it's about the original eight now with the retcons. So
yeah,
Bonus, guys.
Although it wasn't revealed until years later in a retcon, this Legion villain first appeared as a Wonder Woman villain, though not under their more famous name. What was this villain's original name? Do you don't have to jump in. Let me get through.
That's a John Wells question, isn't it?
What?
John Wells question.
It is not.
I'm just trying to follow the question.
Actually, it's Mike. Okay, let's start over.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Although it wasn't revealed until years later in a retcon, this Legion villain first appeared as a Wonder Woman villain, though not under their more famous name. They say there, but to be correct in terms of pronouns, it shows women, under his or her more famous name.
Yeah.
What was this villain's original name? What was he or she more famously known as? And in what unlikely place was it revealed that the Wonder Woman villain is the same as the Legion villain? Have you actually got all of them?
Yeah.
Dear God, I think we're close.
Time Trapper, Super Friends, and I think it's Vian Master from 40s.
Time Trapper. Enos Ridwell revealed it in Super Friends of all places, and I believe the Golden Age Wonder Woman villain he reckoned to being the same was T.Y. Master.
That is absolutely correct. In Wonder Woman number 101, she fights a one-shot villain named the Time Master. A couple of decades later, the Time Trapper appeared a few times in the pages of the Super Friends comic, based on the cartoon in the letters page in issue 17. The letters page! Tie and Master, the Tie Master.
Holy crap!
Okay, I want to point something out.
Thank you to you.
I want to point something out.
Joe,
I want to point something out.
You need to get a life,
and you need to get a life.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
We're going to make you pop here and ask the questions while my little thing.
You guys actually have a really good shot at this bonus question.
Okay,
it's a toss-up.
Toss-up. No, that was...
I hope that was a bonus.
Yeah. Sorry, Bruno. Sorry, I'm busy thinking, where the hell am I going to go tonight? All right.
It's a toss-up.
The Cobra Gang got the drop on Batman, Robin, and Batwoman. But Batgirl managed to prove herself by capturing King Cobra himself. How did she do it? Don't all jump at once.
Playing the flute, does he?
Jasmine, politely.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the other Batgirl, I'm pretty sure. But
yes, this was Batgirl.
I know. I'm thinking the other Batgirl did this, but just in case. Showed them her shapely legs, distracted all the crooks, but not Batman and Robin.
Ooh.
That was done by Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, actually it was. No. She pretended to...
Oh, no. No chance, per se. That's okay. We didn't hear it.
You guys know her? No, I didn't know her. Okay. She pretended to faint and then knocked the gun out of his hand.
Aww.
Close enough.
Whatever she did, it sent back the force of feminism.
She was like 12, for God's sakes.
What was Supergirl's first job after she graduated from Stanford College? Yeah.
Television reporter.
Hold on, I'm trying to determine whether... Yeah, okay, I'll give that to you. You're right. She was a camerawoman and part-time journalist for KSF-TV in San Francisco. So, here we go with the bonus question. Who were all of the heroes for whom Rick Jones was a sidekick?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
How many issues had as a sidekick? How many issues did you actually hang out with for sidekickhood? Okay, let's start it off. Yeah. We got the Hulk. We got Captain America. We got Captain Marvel. We got Rom. Anyone else got anything?
The entire Legion of Superheroes?
Yeah.
We have Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah.
That's all of them.
Okay.
Wow.
I would have lost it on Rom. That's where I would have lost it.
Oh, okay.
That is the end of that.
Peter, are there any bonuses you can turn into toss-ups?
That's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. I'm going to take a quick look. Because really, the difference between the toss-ups and the bonus questions are almost minimal in some cases here. You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to take the toss-up questions and then use those. And if you get those, we'll turn them in. We'll do the next one as bonuses.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here we go. It probably will behoove you not to ring in early on Saturday.
Yeah, subtle hint.
Glenville High, Midville High, Midtown High, and Bradley High. Which hero attended each school? Wow. Yeah, there.
Thank you. Spider-Man. I know he attended one of those.
Spider-Man attended one of those. Which one?
Oh, it was Midtown, wasn't it? Was the one of the mids?
Keep going.
Midtown High.
Keep going.
I think it would go through all the schools, or
Glenville High. Well, fine. Who attended Glenville High?
The Human Torch.
Were you sharing or?
But you know what?
I have no problem. Let him go.
Since we're making this up as we go, we will allow the group. But there's no consultation, okay?
And you stop them after a minute.
We will allow them, if you know the answer, shout them out. There'll be no consultation, okay?
Okay.
Yes, the Human Torch attended Glenville.
Yes.
Midvale High.
Supergirl.
Bradley High. Nothing? Wait, you got it?
Hawk and Dove?
No, not a bad guess. Gentlemen, for the grab, do you know who attended Bradley High?
Firestorm?
Yes.
Damn, we got three out of the four.
Yeah, but I did three too.
And I think I'm willing to actually bet that they knew where.
Good guess.
Besides, the way they were doing this, I don't have a choice. I have to say, like, yes or no, otherwise there's no point in going on. Yeah. Okay, so, should we just all, yeah, so now you get this as a bonus.
Okay, cool.
Here we go. Though all the X-Men, including Professor X, seemed all hot for Jean.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
As long as I can find this chair.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because apparently nothing works from the waist down, I guess. As long as I cannot commit statutory rape.
Yeah, it's not the chair. It's the fact that he's 30 years older.
Though all the X-Men, including Professor X, seemed all hot for Jean, three of the original X-Men ended up with girlfriends outside of the X-Men. Who dated whom?
Okay, which one was Zelda? That was Bobby's, right?
Yeah, Bobby's.
And this was Vera. Which one of you guys? Did you guys get it? Or did we get it?
We got
the last one.
Because they completed the toss-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or the improvised
toss-up.
Okay.
Okay. Bobby got Zelda, Hank got Vera, and Warren got Candy.
Yes, I know. We know. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize why I said that.
Yeah.
Scarkeeper, I'm not even going to ask. Okay, moving on.
I think we're winning. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be exciting.
So this is toss-up.
This is now the toss-up. Which Legionnaire's costumes, and you obviously have to name them, had one or more letters on the front?
Okay.
Who rang
in?
Okay, start it off.
Element Lad.
Yep.
Phantom Girl.
Uh-huh.
Superboy.
Yep.
Supergirl.
Yep.
Is Elastic Lad?
I got at least one more.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm not done yet.
Shrinking Violet.
That was revealed actually at yesterday's Legion panel.
Yes.
She had what then?
Apparently, in her Cockrum costume, which Mike Grell did not realize, the various sort of calligraphy type looking things on it were SV.
Okay, well, I'll take that.
Although, I must stress that this is not really been verified.
Kind of making this up as go, there are two more. Guys?
Elastic Lad?
No. Okay, I'm going to have to call time. Okay.
Carol Lad?
Mm-hmm. Carol Lad?
Oh.
Carol.
One more.
Carol.
Guys? Nothing?
No.
Maybe Karate Kid.
Okay, well, it says here Invisible Kid sort of had an eye.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But,
but that's not the last one. There's one other.
Okay.
I wasn't basically going to hold you up on it.
Just okay, we haven't got it then.
Shadow Lass had an S on her crotch.
My mother taught me never to look down there.
Michael, we really want to talk to you out.
Yeah, frighteningly enough, that was indeed Michael's question.
Well, duh.
Michael, you sick fucking... 50 minutes?
Oh, wait a second. We got that. Well, we had most of them.
That's not going to be a problem.
Peter, they can have a bonus.
What? Yeah, I mean, we got most of those.
You get the bonus.
I'm
name
sorry.
Three special properties of the Legion flag.
74th Street.
I'm sorry, what was that?
75 4th Street is a nice property.
Three things that make the Legion flag unique.
Is
It has a ton of colors on it because it was the Silver Age and everything was bright.
No, that was the flag of Krypton. That had
Oh, you got me. You're right.
But any other thoughts, gentlemen?
It's pretty.
It was designed by Helen Keller.
Yeah, this one's going to
it glows in the dark.
Yes, it does. But you're not taking this.
No, it's a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It glows in the dark.
That's correct.
It strikes fear in the heart of evil.
Moving on.
It makes everyone looking at it feel special.
The flag is indestructible, can be seen for miles.
Costume glow in the dark.
Because that's Robin's job.
The boy's all good.
Okay, by the way, new rules. That's just our turn to decide.
Oh, okay.
That because we are press ganging these questions into, if you get the majority of the questions, majority of the answers right, question's yours.
Good. Good, good.
Besides,
we should have had that last one before that. Then.
This is back to toss up.
Okay.
Besides the Legion of Superheroes, which other Legion of teams have been shown in the 30th and 31st century? Who ranked? Okay, go.
The Legion of Substitute Heroes.
Yep.
The Espionage Squad, which is a subgroup of the Legion.
Okay.
The Legion of Substitute Heroes Auxiliary. The Legion of Super Villains.
Yeah.
The Legion of Super Assassins.
Mm-hmm. You've got to give name all kinds of people who aren't here. So. Thus far, I'm just going by the answers here. Thus far, you only have two.
Okay, we're allowed to just yell them out at random?
Not to stop that.
Okay.
These are Super Rejects?
Super Rejects, yep. One more for the majority.
Majority?
Yes, the Legion of Super Pets, that is correct. The Legion of Super Monsters.
Right.
And my personal favorite, you know what? Mike, you wrote this question. Tell me what the last one is. The Super Bizarros.
Oh, God.
They're the best.
The Legion of Super Obsessives.
So, you guys get, your dubious reward. Is that yes?
Another question written by Michael.
No, tragically not. This one's even worse. This one's by Hal. We have nothing but Hal questions left.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. Another Supergirl and college. This is the bonus.
Yeah.
Another Supergirl and college question. What three universities did Linda Dandridge attend?
Stan Hope, NYU, and
NYU is not among them.
And Dandridge something, wasn't it?
Robinson College.
Vandermeer or something.
Yeah,
nope. Stanhope. The answer is Stanhope College. Van Dyke University.
Van Dyke,
where everyone had beards that looked like
that was an evil Supergirl.
That's right. In the mirror, mirror. And Lakeshore University.
Oh, the Chicago one, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I hold in my hand the last
final question.
I'm just enough of a creep to go, whoever gets this right wins. Whoever gets the
69 points.
Yeah! All right.
used by the Titan's foe, Bromwell Stick? Yes, Len.
Mr. Twister,
yes, Len.
Okay, Mr. Twister.
And?
Sister Twister.
And the other?
I'm working on it. Hang on a second.
I got it already.
I know. I can't think of it. I can't remember. If only you could sing.
Yes,
Mr. Twister and the Gargoyle.
Let's